Time to take a look at consumer scams. The Bureau of Consumer Protection is alerting you to a lot of things that are going on. And Glenn Lloyd from the Bureau of Consumer Protection and our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has stopped by again to talk with us about some of those things that we need to be on the lookout for. And certainly if you have some questions about some things that may be going on in your life that you want to question in the area of consumer rights, we hope you'll join us. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call. Glenn Lloyd, welcome back. Nice to have you with us again.
It's great to be back. You know, we'd love to be on the show because if you want to hit every area of Wisconsin, this is a show to be on. So we really appreciate being on with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're glad to have you on, and I know our listeners enjoy it too. You have to be there's one thing that you've been reporting on a little bit that I've heard about, and that's to be careful of a door-to-door crew that's selling a liquid spray cleaner. And I guess, what are they charging, $70 a bottle or something?
Well, the one that's here now charges like $34.95. You know, in the past, I've gone down to the department store and found Mr. Clean for just a few dollars. So you wonder what they have in this wonderful product that they're selling for $35. It's often these people. In fact, they just hit my door recently. And
whoops, that was the wrong door to hit.
Yes, it was. And they ask if I was the man of the house, and of course I said yes. However, you know, these guys look young, and these folks are hired young, so you might think that they're selling for the local school, local church, and youth just helps them. And sometimes they don't even look 18. And sometimes in the past, they haven't been 18.
They haven't been.
And so they're personable. They have their sales pitches memorized. And often you might buy this stuff just because they tell you they're in a contest or, you know, they get to go on a vacation. They use youth to sell these products. But our advice is to be very careful. This company that's in Wisconsin right now has an unsatisfactory record with the Better Business Bureau, and they have almost 40 complaints. And actually, Green Bay and Appleton denied them selling permits. So that should tell you something. And they had been in Missouri before they came here, and the police report complaints that they were being rude and confrontational. So it's not good to deal with strangers at your door. My advice is just to, you know, if you don't want the product, just say you're not in it, say thank you, and you're not interested. It's not good to let them in to get a drink of water, invite them into your house, no matter how appealing they are. Because in the past, with other crews, there have been thefts, there's been, you know, murders and robberies. I'm not talking about this particular crew, but the crews in general. So you really want to be careful.
You know, on another topic, my wife and I and daughter had some hail damage to our house, and both the roof had to be, you know, replaced and the siding and so forth. We hired a local person, and that's probably a pretty good idea. I understand that after the storms, sometimes there are some out of state crews that create problems.
Yeah, and recently up in O'Connell and Langlade, Wood and La Crosse counties, they really had some bad tornado and hail damage there. And from the reports that I've been reading, I read a local newspaper story that the area has become a magnet for questionable out-of-state contractors. And they always come, you know, no matter what. And so when these out-of-state contractors show up, you really want to be careful. Some of them collect money, and they don't come back to finish the work. Other companies will give you one price, and then as time goes on, they keep asking for more money. And they've got you in a bind because, you know, you might have a hole in your roof, and so you're looking to be helped right away. Others come up and they might try and get affiliated with a local contractor, so they're kind of using the local contractor's name. And that can be bad news for the local contractor and customers if they don't do a good job. Complaints to us indicate that, you know, shortcuts may be taken, cheaper materials substituted, and not paying for the materials. And you might have a lien placed on your house until those materials that you gave money for to the contractor actually get to the hardware store.
Mm. I'll tell you, we have some callers online with questions, so let's go to the phones. And Deborah in Madison, we'll go to you now. Hi, Deb. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm calling. I had someone email me, and it all seemed very legitimate. I own my own business, and they called to set up an appointment, and so, you know, I reserved that appointment time for them, and of course they never showed up. And then a few days later, I found it very odd. I received an email from them saying that they had sent me a check for an abundance amount. It was like $2,500, and of course my fee is only like $500. And they said to deposit the amount and then send them the remainder back. And of course, at that point, I knew it was a scam, but I was wondering if there's any way to catch this person, because I'm sure that they're doing it to other people besides me. And of course, I didn't give them the money once I saw that email.
Well, you can certainly file a complaint with us, and we send a lot of these complaints to the Treasury Department. But to be honest with you, you know, most of them are coming from out of the United States, and it's pretty hard to prosecute. Having said that, you can call our toll-free number, 1-800-422-7128. But, you know, about 5 years ago, I was kind of writing a memoir, and in it I said that the fake check scam is going to be the basis of all kinds of rip-offs that we haven't even thought of yet. And it's true. There is something about receiving a good-looking check. It looks like it's real. And all of a sudden, greed can pop in. You know, it starts to work on our good sense. And people really, really believe it. I don't know if we've cited this example before, but a woman answered an ad. She had a resume up online, and she answered that someone said, "Yes, we're going to hire you. We want you to be our paymaster in the United States. We're an out of the country business, and so they needed a paymaster in the United States. So they started sending her all these checks, and the checks were good. You know, they look good." As she deposited them in the bank, and then she started writing her personal checks on that account to a number of different places. And the bank, they look good in the bank, and the bank has to accept them. And in some cases, they have to pay them out before they know that the check is any good. And then they started sending her, you know, a total of about $100,000, and she told the bank that money needed to be wired to a bank in Japan. And the bank did it.
Oh.
Can you imagine that a bank would do that? And the bank lost that money.
Wow.
So that it's, and now in some cases, we know that when somebody sends us a check and then asks us to wire the money, often that's a single, and people should know that. Somebody sends you a check, and then they want you to Western Union money somewhere or wire it somewhere. That's an automatic. That's a ripoff. But now what they're doing to throw you off is that they will send you a check, and then they ask you to get some type of gift card, and they want the serial number off of it. So you can just read them the serial number, and then they can, from the serial number, they can cash it in, and you don't know where they are what their address is or what their telephone numbers, and they've made off with a lot of money. So be wary of the fake check scam. The banks will accept a lot of those checks, but if they bounce, you are responsible for them.
Mm.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Deb. Thanks for calling. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Let's go to Steve at Appleton next. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Larry, Glenn. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going to stay right on the subject of checks here. I received a check in late April from the state of Wisconsin Department of Revenue, and it says it's a tax refund for overpaid taxes. And my accountant and my bookkeeping cannot find where we are entitled to this refund. I mean, it's only $31, but the check looks official. It's very convincing. And on the bottom, it says document contains a watermark, and you have to hold it at an angle to view. And when I do that, in a very fine dot pattern, there are three areas that say void on it. And I'm a little suspicious, you know, just like your previous caller. Have you heard anything about something like this?
No, I haven't. But I think that you should call the Department of Revenue, and of course they would be glad to tell you and to straighten out that matter for you.
Okay.
But it sounds, you know, any check that you get like that where no one has any idea why it's coming, you should be suspicious of. But I haven't heard of them using the, you know, like a local Department of Revenue. They are using a current scam right now, of course, is the IRS sending you an email telling you that you have money coming back. Uh-huh. And then they ask you for, you know, information to steal your identity. And in some cases, they are actually sending you a check that they say is coming is your income tax return.
Okay.
So anytime you have a question, it's easy enough to check out, and you really should be suspicious of questionable checks.
Yes, and I don't know if by depositing this or cashing it that they will be able to have access to my account or not, and that's something that I'm unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know, unless you give them information, you know, they can't control your account. But these people are creative people. We think of the Nigerian scammers as these people that get you in broken English, stalk you in broken English. Some of them are very sophisticated in international banking.
Glenn Lloyd, our guest here on the Ideas Network. Talking consumer protection issues now with Glenn Lloyd of the Bureau of Consumer Protection in our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for listening in. If you have a question for Glenn, feel free to join us at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Lots of folks online, so we'll just go right to the phones and to Nick in Green Bay. Nick, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I've got two comments, if you don't mind. The first one is, I think it's kind of humorous because I'll sell ham radio stuff on, like, a website. And I'll get an email saying, you know, I'm selling it for maybe $200. I'll get an email saying, well, I'll send you a $500 money order, and you send me back the $300. And I just think it's kind of funny. And the other comment is one day I was, like, online chatting with some people, and someone messaged me. And I've got a PayPal account where you can pay online for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody messaged me and said, if you want 20 credit card numbers, just send me $50. So I called the FBI right away. I'm like, this guy's trying to sell me credit card numbers. He just wants my email address. And the FBI is like, well, you really shouldn't do it. But I said, I just want to see if he's going to give me the credit card numbers. And I said, well, I don't trust you. I said, you got to do something for good faith. He's like, well, I'll send you 10 credit card numbers for $25. And he's like, you wire me the money through PayPal. So I gave him my email address, 10 credit card numbers, expiration dates, everything popped up. I called the FBI back and told him. I called the local police. No one cared. And finally I called the credit card companies, and they went through and canceled all of them. And I even called the people because they had the phone numbers of the people, and they didn't care. They said, we don't care, because if he gets used, we're not responsible for the charges, so we don't care. And I mean, the guy kept messaging me back. He's like, I want my money now. He's like, I got 50 more credit card numbers for you. And I just kind of ignored him, and he went away. But I just think it's funny that the local authorities and the FBI, they just didn't care.
Well, we have an Office of Privacy Protection, and I hope you'll call our number. You can get to it by 1-800-422-7128. It just shows you that I think it reflects this problem, that this type of ripoff is so common and that it's spread out around the world. I mean, a lot of criminals are up in Canada. They're actually U.S. citizens who have gone up there to get away from strong enforcement in this country. And we send, you know, about four or five complaints a week up to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Sometimes, you know, they catch these people. Other times they don't. But just think about the problem that the local police have when they're dealing with somebody, you know, in Russia. And they know these are sophisticated computer users. They might someone in Russia might be using a website in South America, hiding their who they are. Sometimes it's very difficult. But I wouldn't give up. When this happens, give a call, and maybe something can be done.
And your 800 number again is 800-422-7128.
Yeah. At least when you call us, we have that information, and we can warn the next person about it. Or maybe I can do some public information. Maybe we can't nab them, but maybe we can do public information to warn the next person.
Still get logs of it, so can I just send you the logs of the chats and stuff? Or
yeah, yes, you can. Just go to the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and there will be, it says file a complaint. Just put it in that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for calling, Nick. Appreciate it. Amazing. Ben in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Ben.
Hi. My question is regarding the small fine print enclosures we get with our bank statements often that we are entitled to our privacy and they give our information only to their affiliates. However, if we do not want those, we can write a letter and take our name off the list. I have suggested once to Consumer and Trade Protection here in Madison that they can prepare a form letter because most of them are almost the same. You know, you mention your name and say, I don't want my name to be given out and so on and so forth and sign. It will make it much easier. We can get one of those facsimiles or boilerplates and then send them to this as we get the letters rather than looking through and customizing to each letter that we send.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let me see if I have it straight, though. The ones that I get from my banking institution, they say in the first couple lines, we know that you treasure your privacy. We are going to do everything in our that we can to protect your privacy. It's so important. And they keep going on this, you know, sentence after sentence. And then you get to the next page, except that we will give your name to some of our business associates. And in some cases, we might give your name and information to people outside of our company. And they are disclosing everything, but it takes some, you know, a page and a half to disclose it. And you're right. People should really read those things and contact the company and tell them that you don't want your private information shared with anyone. So that's a good idea. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Sandra in Racine, your turn. Hi, Sandra.
Hi. I have two things. The first one is I received a postcard in the mail a while back, and it says that due to my recent internet inquiry, I've been identified as a possible qualifier for a government grant of at least $5,000. Remember, a grant is money that the recipient never has to pay back. And it gives me a number to call. And I've been meaning it to drop it off at our local credit union where there is a gal who researches things like this. And it says the grant can provide for education, business, new home, job training, disaster relief, or home improvement. I never did call the number because my husband said, forget it, you know,
well,
nothing.
I'm glad you brought that up. Obviously, that is a scam. But the new twist to the scam revolves around something we've already talked about. They will send you a check, and this is really brand new. They will send you a check, and it will say that let me just change the direction. They will send it to young people that need a grant to go to school. And so this young person received a check. I think it was for like, you know, $6,000. And he had sent out a lot of applications for scholarships. So, indeed, he did get this fake check. It's a fake check scam put in a different way. And what he was supposed to do was he was supposed to get some money orders. And like I said, send the serial numbers as a commission to the person that got him this check, and then he would get more money. But it gets around disclosing your address or where you're sending the money, because you just give that serial number, and with that serial number, you're able to turn that money, that gift card or whatever it is, into money. So thank you for telling us about that very much.
Would I report that toll-free number to anyone?
Yes, yes, you could. 1-800-422-7128.
422-7118. Okay,
no,
422-7128.
7128. I have a second question.
Okay.
ServicePayPal.com on the Internet says they will send a couple of pennies into your account, and then you have to go let them know what the amount was, and then they'll know that it went into your account for sure. And then you have their services are available to you when you're buying on the Internet. And I thought that PayPal was pretty legit and safe.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
Well,
I haven't.
You know, the best way to pay for something is with a credit card. You can use PayPal, but it may not be, it may not protect you. And as far as letting them deposit a few cents into your account, once a person can deposit money into your account, they can also debit your account. And not PayPal, but there are other questionable people, criminals, that actually send out a penny. And they generate check routing numbers randomly. And then they try and deposit a penny into that randomly generated account. And if it goes in, then they can start debiting money. And that's a scam that's going on right now. And they will start debiting, you know, $100 or so a month. I'm not saying, you know, PayPal is doing this, but I would be careful.
So scary. Now I have a pen, so before the end of the show, please give the number again.
Oh, we'll give it right now, and we'll give it again later. It's 1-800-422-7128.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Here's another number for you to call if you want to join in with your own question or comment. 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Corrine in Oshkosh, your turn. Hi, Corrine.
Well, hello, Larry, and I've been enjoying this program very much, Glenn. I have a different situation. I've been bothered and harassed by three different companies. One is called Helping Hands of Hope. One is called, U.S. Blind Services. And the other one is called iGlow. I started out buying products from these companies and then decided that the products were very expensive and that I didn't want to do it anymore. I wasn't buying from them all at the same time. Over the years, different companies. This one, and I don't even know sometimes which company was contacting me, but the latest one that I'm having trouble with is iGlow. I have a letter here, and this is the date that I recently started keeping the papers, December 26, 2006, from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Affairs. And they're the people that I've been dealing with all these years. I'm harassed on the phone so badly that I can't answer the phone. I now have caller ID on my TV, et cetera. So I wait until it's a number that I recognize before I answer. Well, I wasn't doing that, and I got a call from iGlow Workshop that was, last month. And I said, I am not buying any products from you. He said that I owed them $250 and that he would discount that money that I owed him if I would just buy a year's worth of plastic bags for $149. Mm-hmm. I said, who are you? Well, I'm from iGlow. You know me. We've talked many times on the phone. They act like they're old friends.
Well,
I'm not buying anything from you.
You know, you're a kind-hearted person, and you've helped people out. And now you're being taken advantage of. And, you know, they're hoping that someone will be in the early stages of dementia where they can just program them. You mm-hmm. owe us money. Most people that they owe money want to pay it. So I think you've pointed out a problem that's happening to a lot of people, especially senior citizens in Wisconsin. And you just have to say no. And, you know, if you give to a lot of questionable charities, you will get on a sucker list and you will have no end to calls and letters demanding money. So you really have to be careful who you give money to or you will get on a sucker list and be harassed. And I'm sorry that happened to you.
Is there a way to get off that those lists? Probably not.
No, there's a way to get off of some lists, but not off of the charity list. I mean, yeah. you can give to a legitimate charity, and that name could be sold, and then everybody will go after you. So I would be very careful, you know, about answering a call for charity because it could end up in harassment. You know, give to charities in your own hometown. They aren't going to do that. Local charities and state charities will not do that. But these questionable out-of-state charities will get you on a sucker list.
What about, and just talking about phones here for a minute, and I'll tell you a little story. We sort of got fed up with our landline and just eliminated it. And we just now have cell phones.
Uh-huh.
And we have a cell phone at home, and my wife and I each have cell phones. And it's actually cheaper, too, for us, less expensive. But we have yet to have anybody call us on a cell phone trying to get us to give them money.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder, is that something that may change in the future or not?
Well, it could. As you know, the state politicians are debating a law that would include cell phones on the do not call list.
Right.
Charities will, you know, would still be able to call, but what I think there's concern about is advertising companies using text messages to solicit people. So there's a growing business of text messaging for advertising, and it's something that I think we're going to have to deal with, you know, down the line. But anybody that telemarkets you now, you're not going to like because it will cost you money, most likely.
Yeah.
So there isn't a lot of telemarketing on cell phones, but there's a growing industry that wants to use cell phones for advertising. And my wife gets sports messages that she didn't order, and other people get messages that they didn't order, and they get billed for text messaging services that they didn't order for sports scores, astrology. Remember a couple of years ago how people were billed for a 1-800 number astrology calls. Well, some people are getting billed for text messages that they didn't order. The joke of the day. So that's going to be a problem, in my opinion.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be. Well, so we're out of the frying pan, maybe into the fire. Who knows? For now, it's kind of nice.
Yes, it is.
Jack in Waukesha, hello.
Hi, I've got one right down your alley, I think. I often call Wisconsin Public Radio's program notes number, 800 number.
Uh-huh.
And I did this about 2 weeks ago, did it a number of times that day, and I kept getting into something Oxnord. Oxnord's voice messaging system, and you're given the instruction centers your four-digit code, and if you hesitate long enough, the message comes back and says you can't use the system. if you don't have a mailbox on it yourself. And so you hang up, and an hour later you call the Wisconsin Public Radio number again, and you get the Oxnard people. This went on for several hours that day. And I tried to get help from the telephone company, and they wouldn't talk to me. And then I called the Public Service Commission, and they won't talk to me because I buy both my local telephone service and my long-distance service from AT&T. And as long as I buy my long-distance service from them, they say it's out of their hands and that I have to call the consumer protection people. And when I called your office, I got some big, long harangue there, and I never did get any help. So what am I doing wrong?
Well, you may be making a mountain out of a molehill, when I call up this station, I'm able to get through, and you just have listened to three or four people call and get through. People call this station every day. But I'm sorry that you had a mix-up. Sometimes we all get in that situation where we call a number and for some reason it doesn't work. I apologize to you, but I'm able to get through and others are able to get through. Maybe someone was having a bad day.
I don't know. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. I'm sorry we weren't able to help you out when you did call. Maybe you had the wrong number. Who knows? Maureen in Burlington, it's your turn. Hi, Maureen.
Hi there. To the woman who called before talking about PayPal and not wanting to give her information, I believe it was through PayPal that I had received information that if the HTT part of the address doesn't have an S after it, it is indeed not a secure site and not a legitimate PayPal site, and both eBay and PayPal offer a spamming option where you send it to spoof at PayPal or eBay, and they investigate them for you, which I think is a good tool. And another comment I just wanted to make is my 15-year-old daughter just received a text message for singles in your area. I emailed the FCC because I didn't know what else to do. I've heard nothing back, but that really alarmed me that kids are getting stuff like this, and I wasn't aware that it was even happening. And then I got one on my phone, and I tried to check the website and the email address that they gave, and it was bogus. But they're targeting too many of us nowadays, and I'll take my comments off the air.
Yeah, they're targeting young people. You make a very good point about PayPal. Often there are spoofers and other criminals that use PayPal. They say PayPal needs that information, and you give it to them. And that thing about your routing number, that doesn't sound good. That sounds questionable. You don't want to give your routing number to anybody.
No. Thanks for calling, Maureen. Do you know anything? Someone wondered if you knew anything about a church scam going on across Wisconsin from St. Andrew's or St. Anthony's, a church, you know, a title like that, but apparently headquartered in Kansas or Oklahoma?
Well, there are a lot of questionable solicitations that come from churches that have saint, you know, and yeah, whatever. It isn't the widely recognized denominations. It may be just some person using that name. So again, if you want to help people, there are plenty of folks that need help right in our own communities. When you're dealing with people outside of Wisconsin that are questionable, you don't do it, because how many scammers are using the name of charities, you know, in their solicitation? A lot of them. So if you don't give, but give wisely. When in doubt, don't give. Give locally.
Do you have the right to cancel any purchase within 3 days, by the way?
You know, that's such a it creates such confusion. Only in just a few cases. For example, if the business is selling you something away from their regular place of business, you know, then you have 3 days to cancel. For example, when those get-rich people come and then work at the hotel and you go and they want $3,000 from you and you give it to them, then you have 3-day right to cancel. But that's about the only time you get a 3-day right to cancel. So don't think that when you go out and buy a new car that you have 3 days to cancel, because you don't. Mm-hmm. And you better be real careful about that.
Glenn, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's give that 800 number one more time.
It's 1-800-422-7128, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
That's the consumer hotline number, 422-7128. Glenn Lloyd, he'll be back with us again. He's with the Bureau of Consumer Protection in our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We'll look forward to his next visit. I'm sorry we didn't get to everyone. Coming up tomorrow at 11, we'll talk about the aquatic invasive species in Wisconsin at 11. Then 11:45, we'll take a look at rail safety issues. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.